Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 16th, 1975, in San Francisco.
As the order carriers of Yamaraj were snatching out the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamil, the husband of the prostitute, the order carriers of Vishnu forbade them with great resounding voices to do so.
Mikarasito anta ridayad dashipotim ajamilam jamaprishan Vishnu duta barayamasu ojasa. So, when the order carriers of Yamaraj were trying to take away Ajami from this world to the other lower planetary system below this universe, there are many planetary systems, they are called Patal, Tal, Atal, Nital, Talatal, Rasatal, Patal. Same layers. So, below that layers there is hellish planets. Just like up there are heavenly planets. Similarly, down there are hellish planets. So, Yamaraj, his kingdom, his jurisdiction, is within these hellish planets. So, one point is very important. People are sometimes amazed, where is the soul? Now, it is clearly said here, it is the heart from the core of the heart. Therefore, soul is existing within the heart. And the Paramatma is also existing. The yogis, they want to see, although they are Paramatma and Jivatma sitting side by side, and he is dictating, but on account of our foolishness, we cannot see him, neither hear him. Antarbahi, he is within and he is without. But unfortunate as we are, we cannot see him either within or without. How it is possible? Just like a family member, your father or brother is playing on the stage, but he cannot see. Somebody is pointing out, here is your brother dancing. He cannot see. Nato nato dharojata. Just like a person dressed in dramatic performance, his relative cannot see him. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. Andantarasthang, paramanuchayantarasthang. Simply, one has to make his eyes purified to see. Then he can see always Krishna within and without. Premanyana charita bhakti vilochane. This seeing is possible only in bhakti, not in gyan, karma. No, rather. Premanyana charita bhakti vilochane. No other method is prescribed. In Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, bhaktya mam abhijanati javan jaschami tat. If you want to know Krishna as he is, then you have to know him through bhakti yogam, not any other. Others, they may go on speculating for many, many millions of years, still they will not be able to understand. Pandhastu koti satavasta sampragamya vayurathapi manasu munipangavana sapasti jat prapadasimna avisinta tatti govindamadi purusam tamat. For many millions of years, running in the speed of mind and ear, not this aeroplane speed. Aeroplane speed is at most 500-600 miles. But you just imagine the mind speed, 10,000 miles away, your mind can go immediately at a place where you had been. Mind is so speedy. Vayu, air is speedy, undoubtedly. But mind is still speedier. So even if you try to understand with the panthasu koti satavasya sampragamma, vayurathat, in the airplane, or vayurmanasa, airplane with the airplane has got different speed, but even if you go with the mind speed and time, panthasu koti satavasya, hundreds and millions of years, still you will not be able to understand what is Krishna, what is God, if you speculate. But if you are a devotee, then you can see 24 hours Krishna. That is the difference. So, this Dasipati, this is also a significant word. The prostitute's husband. Prostitute means, they are in Sanskrit called Pungshchali. Pungshchali means they are moved by other men. Pungshchali. There are three kinds of women: Sairindri, Pungshchali, and this way there are divisions. So some women, they are very easily carried by men. So, that is not very good. Therefore, I am instructing our devotees that let our little girls be educated to become faithful and chaste. That is their qualification. No education required. And the boys should be trained up to become first class men. Rama Rama Titikha, like that. And literary Sanskrit and English, that will make them perfect. If the husband is first class and the wife is chaste and faithful, then the home is hidden. This is the formula. Dampato kalaho nasti tatra sri sayamagata murkha jatra na pujyanti dhanna jatra susanchitam. Dampato kalaho nasti tatra sri sayamagata. Everyone is trying to become fortunate. Now, Chanaka Pandit gives three things, formula. If you want to be fortunate, then do these three things. What is that? Murkha jatana pujyanta. Do not give any credit to the rascal. That is first part. Don't be carried away by the rascal. Murkha jatana pujyante. If you worship a rascal, then your life is spoiled. you must watch the really learned representative of God. That is very good. And dhanna jatra susanchitam, food grains, they are properly stocked. Not that for your food stuff, getting your food grain or earning your livelihood, you have to go 100 miles, 50 miles. No. At home, you produce your food grain and stock. In India still, they work for 3 months during this rainy season and they get their food grains for the whole year. You can save time so nicely. So these things are required for a happy home. There must be food grains. You cannot be happy without eating. That is not possible. Annad bhavanti, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutani. If you have got sufficient anna, eatables, foodstuff, then you become happy. So three things. One thing, that at home no rascal should be received or given care. According to Vedic system, at home a sannyasi is welcome. A brahmana is welcome. Because they will give good instruction, they are welcome. Just like when Gargumani came to Maharaj Nanda Maharaj's house, how nice reception he gave. That is the, especially, of course, any guest is welcome, but especially a brahmana, a sannyasi, is very well received. Still in Indian village, if a sannyasi goes, he has no problem for eating or staying residence. Everyone will request, Swamiji, today you take prasadam at my place. So there are many villages, villagers, so he can stay 3 days, 4 days, so there is no scarcity. Still, they will invite you, please come, take prasadam. So because, why this system? Because sannyasi means you'll give good instruction, spiritual knowledge. But that is his business. Paribrajaka acharya. Wandering all over the world and giving good instruction. Therefore paribrajaka. Paribrajaka means wandering and acharya means teacher. Paribrajaka acharya. This is sannyasi's business. They must be well received. At the present moment, if a sannyasi is trying to enter in some householder's house, immediately the doorman, please get out, get out, get out. Because some of the sannyasis, they have taken this dress as a means of livelihood. But still, in the village, any sannyasi, he may be a cheater, still he is welcome. In the cities, of course, in India, they are now doubtful whether he is actually sannyasi or to fill up his belly he has taken this dress. So, this is the formula. The very learned man, generally, the sannyasi and brahmanas, they should be worshipped, not the fool sannyasi. So, murkha jatra napujyante and dhanna jatra. Dhanna means paddy, rice, well stocked. Perhaps you have in your country also, it is called barn, that you keep. So you have got big stock. That is required. There may be scarcity at time, but if you keep stock, then there is no trouble. But this one, no police, rascal should worship. Food grains should be nicely stocked. And the third thing, most important, dambato kalaha nasti. There is no disagreement between husband and wife. If these three things are there, then you haven't got to pray to the goddess of fortune, kindly be merciful. She will automatically go. Here is a very nice place. I shall stay. So this Ajami, he was Dasiputra. He was a husband of a prostitute. So he was not happy. He was attached. Another thing is, that is also Chanaka Pandit. He said, Dushtabhajya. Dushtabhajya means this prostitute. Dushta, who is polluted by another man. He is called Dushta. Srisu Dushtasu Varna Sankara Vibhavati. Therefore, human civilization must be very careful that the woman may not become polluted. Srisu Dushtasu. Dushta means she is not satisfied with husband. She wants new. That is called Dushta. So Chanaka Pandit says, Dushta Bhajya. If the wife is Dushta, Dushta Bhajya, Sadhanga Mitram, and friend is Sadhang, hypocrite, talking very friendly, but he has got something desired. That is called satangamitta. Satang means hypocrisy. So, if somebody's wife is dushta and friend is hypocrite, dushta bhajya satangamitram, bhittasta uttaradayaka, and bhitta servant does not obey, he argues with the master. Master says, why did you not do? Oh, I am this. No. Vishnu should be very silent. Then he is faithful servant. Sometimes master may be angry. But Vishnu should be silent. Then master becomes kind. But if he replies on equal level, then it is very bad. Dushta bhajya satanga mitram vittasta uttaradayaka. Sasakpe is a grihivas. And you are living in an apartment where there is a snake. So if these four things are there, or one of them, not all the four, then mrityurevana sangsaya, then you are doomed. Your life is spoiled. Vistabhadda satamitram. Mrityasya uttaradayaka, sasarpeja grihivasa, mrityurevasa. So this man married a prostitute, Vistabhadya, and he learned how to cheat, how to become fraud. So many we have already discussed. That was his business. And he was very nicely, he was thinking, I am very nicely situated. In this way, he was a little attached to the youngest child. That was his fortune, that he was named Narayana. That is Krishna's kindness. Krishna is so kind, so merciful to his devotee, that Uddhava says that Krishna is so kind that Putana came to poison Krishna. She smeared poison on her breast. They made a policy that I shall take the child very affectionately and push the nipple in his mouth, and as soon as the child will drink the poison, he'll die. Krishna is so kind that although her motive was to kill Krishna, Krishna took the bright side. What is that? Oh, I have sucked her breast, so she is my mother. Krishna instead. And therefore, after death, Putana got the same position as Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is so kind. Who can kill Krishna? So, for Krishna there is no black side or bright side. If Krishna can drink oceans of poison, so that he did not take very seriously, that these witches have come to poison me. But she has agreed to give me milk from her breast, then she is my mother. This is Krishna's country. Therefore, Uddhava says, such a kind Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that the enemy, the poison giver, was accepted as mother. So whom I shall worship except Krishna? This should be the conclusion. So Krishna is so kind, little service. So this Ajamir, and in the beginning of his life, he was being trained up by his father, first-class Brahmin, Vaishnava. But he fell a victim to the prostitute, and he forgot everything. But Krishna noted that he has done something for me. Salpam apiyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhaya. Devotional service, if sincerely done little only, that is also taken just like the Putana. They had no desire, still, consciously, unconsciously, you should give some service. Similarly, we should try our best to give some service to Krishna. If little service is sincerely given, Krishna takes note of it, and his business is protective. Even though you fall down, just like Ajamil. So Ajamil fell down very deeply from the standard of Brahman, Vaishnava. But Krishna saved him, that this man has got very much attraction for the child. So let him have the name Narayana. That dictation was given by Krishna. Better keep your son's name Narayana. So he was attached to the son, always chanting Narayana. Narayana, please come. Narayana, please eat. Narayana, please sit down. So at the time of death, he loudly chanted Narayana. He thought his son will save him from the hands of this Jamadut. But immediately Krishna's attendants immediately came there, Vishnudutam. And immediately they ordered, "You Jamaduta, carriers of order, stop, you cannot do it." That is stated here. Jamo prasyan Vishnu dita barvayamasa. Do not touch him. Ojasa. Very, very strongly. And if you touch, then you'll be punished. Don't do it. Ojasa. Ojasa. Ojasa means very strongly. Just like a master orders the servant, you have to eat. Similarly, ojasa. This is the benefit of becoming Vaishnava and chanting. If we chant offenselessly, this man had no offense. He was misguided accidentally, but he did not commit any offense. He did not perform all sinful activities that I am now chanting Narayana, so it is being nullified. And so let me go on doing these sinful activities and chant Narayana. No, he did not do so. He did not know. What is the benefit of chanting Narayana's name? He did not know. So therefore, unconsciously, he was offenseless. Now, the next discussion is very interesting. Thank you very much.